Pastor Michael, we're in a season where we're talking about all things related to the spiritual realm. And today's question is, how do angels and demons fight each other?
All right. So I'm going to give an answer to this, but for a little bit more kind of depth and context, season 2, episode 5, where we address the question, do demons oversee nations? I think we give a little bit more into this question. But demons and angels, they do not fight with swords. That, again, I don't even know how non-physical beings would fight with physical, with physical objects, yeah. You know? So what the scriptures communicate, it actually never quite says it explicitly, but it's sort of all over the pages of scripture so that there's almost complete unity on the principle that I want to share. Angels and demons do not fight with the weapons of swords or guns or cannons or bombs. They fight with the weapon of authority, which is kind of weird, okay? So in our world, we can rebel against a higher authority. There's something about the demonic realm and the angelic realm that they are bound to obey and submit to the authorities that are higher than. And so it's interesting that there are, if you will, ranks of angels and ranks of demons. There's not just different kinds. There are levels of authority. And it would appear that when a higher level angel talks to a lower level angel, or a higher level angel talks to a lower level demon, right? Because originally they were all given the same ranks. That this is interesting, Daniel 10, and we'll read this in a moment. There's a lower level angel and a higher ranked demon, and the lower level angel can't get away from the higher ranked demon. So even from angel to demon and demon to angel, rank and authority matters. So you're not able to tell a higher authority demon or angel what to do. That's what it would appear. Let's just kind of read this. And I think this is interesting. This is in Daniel chapter 10 in verse 20. And there's essentially an angel sent by God to give Daniel a message. And demons are intent on not letting that message get through. Okay. So it says this. Then he said, this is the angel talking to Daniel, do you know why I've come to you? But now I will return to fight against the prince of Persia. And when I go out, behold, the prince of Greece will come. So this is like demonic infighting. But I will tell you what is inscribed in the book of truth. There is none who contends by my side against these except Michael, your prince. Let me kind of break down what's happening. So you have this lower level angel. He gets sent by God to give a message to Daniel. Higher level demons stop him. 21 days. That's what Daniel 10 says. So then Michael, the archangel, the highest level authority, is sent by God to release this lower level angel to deliver the message, right? Then the lower level angel says, Daniel, here's the message, by the way. Here's what's going to happen. Angels are fighting. Demons are fighting each other. Here's how world, whatever. He says, but now I got to go back and I got to go fight. Well, how is a lower level angel going to fight these higher level angels? And then he says, oh, you know who contends by my side? Michael. The archangel. As long as he's with me, everybody's got to do what I say. And so, like, I kind of imagine bullies at school, you know, and they're like walking down the hallways, you know, like bullies have like this inherent authority, especially if they're bigger and stronger and they're willing to do things that you're not willing to do. And they just kind of look at you and like, move out of my way. And you're like, yeah. And like, you kind of automatically obey those who have more authority. And so that's kind of the vibe that you get in scripture, is that they're fighting with this sort of authority. And so let me like take this a different direction here. This is why when a Christian who has trusted in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, who's filled with the Holy Spirit, like the moment we trust in Christ, we're given the gift of the Holy Spirit of Christ who dwells inside of us. When we pray, we have authority. So if there is a demonic presence, right? It's not inherently Michael's authority that has any power. It's the authority of Christ who is in me. And so this is why when we're filled with the Holy Spirit, we have authority over demons. I can yell at them all I want. I can throw a sword at them. You know, it'll just go through them. But like if I exercise spiritual authority, then they are obligated by the spiritual laws of the universe to run away. And so we've talked about this in multiple episodes so far on the spirit realm and Satan, but the reason the scriptures tell believers to stand firm or to stand against or to resist the devil and he will flee from you is that what you are activating in that moment is all the authority of Christ in you. And when Satan himself or any demon sees you under the authority of Christ, he has to obey you. And in fact, he's petrified of your authority. Mm-hmm. That's the reason he has to flee.
Yeah.
Is because, like, when it comes to the authority of Jesus in him, he has no standing. It's yeah. God, and it's the created thing. And so he's got to run. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of the idea here, is that so, like, your prayer life becomes so profoundly important. When you pray against demonic dark forces, there is an authority that you're invoking, not your own authority. Like, mm-hmm. if you were to talk to a demon and go, by the authority of Michael Fielding, you have to leave, you know?
Yep.
He'll be like, who are you?
Yeah.
But if I say in the name of Jesus, you're not welcome here. He's like, I gotta go, mm-hmm. right? And so that's where you see this, like, principle of authority. They're just bound by these spiritual laws, and we invoke them through prayer.
Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite things in the gospel accounts, whenever there's interactions between somebody oppressed by a demon or possessed, yeah. and Jesus comes alongside, and just the fear and yeah. the absolute submission immediately.
Yeah.
In every encounter. And it's like, we have that same power, yep. like, within us through Christ's Holy Spirit. And how often we just either take that for granted, or we don't actually consider the significance of the fact that we have the Spirit of God in us that yep. has all authority.
Yep. I mean, great. We said it 100 times in this season. Greater is he who's in you than he who's in the world.
Yep.
And he who's in the world, it's talking about the highest level demon, Satan himself.
Mm-hmm.
And the highest level, most powerful, most intelligent, most crafty demon, greater is he who's in us, which is the Spirit of Christ, than he who's in the world. So we get to leverage this kind of
Amen.
Authority.
Yeah.
And I love it personally. I'm just like, this is why we tell Christians, you don't need to be afraid of the demonic realm. You need to be concerned if you're in willful sin, but you don't need to be afraid. Mm-hmm. You have authority over them. But again, I have this idea in my brain, like, angels are sword fighting.
Yeah. Yeah, we like to imagine.
Yeah.
So a follow-up question.
Yeah.
What happens if an angel and a demon are equal in rank or authority and they're fighting against each other?
Yeah, this is funny. In the book of Jude, Satan and Michael are battling over the body of Moses. It's telling the story of what happened.
Mm.
And so you have two essentially equal ranks. You have an angel and a demon. And what's interesting is that the angelic, like, side of Michael, in my brain, I would think that he would have just a slight edge, you know, that God would demote Satan, if you will.
Mm.
But it appears that they were fighting over the body, and what Michael had to do is to call on the only authority higher than him, which was Jesus. And so he calls on Jesus, and that's how the battle ends. So the demonic realm, they can't call on any higher authority because Jesus isn't on their team.
Yeah.
But Michael can call on God himself to fight his battles, and everybody bows the knee to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for equipping us, helping us understand those scriptures and some kind of tricky passages when it comes to this that most people probably are not sure what to do with. And I think you helped us actually understand it. So I appreciate that. Thank you. Enjoy.